We welcome into the Sports Talk program Kevin Stofi, Windsor Owls wrestling head coach. No more, however, as he is tapping out after 40-plus years of education and wrestling and doing this and doing all that. Coach, obviously well-deserved, well-earned.
Yeah, it's been a long and a very good career. I've got no regrets, but I just think it's time. I turned 60 recently, and I don't quite get around as well as I used to, so I think now is a good time.
Well, and 23 years ago, you had obviously had conversations with the principal or superintendent or whoever it was about wanting to get wrestling over at Windsor High School. And obviously, whoever you talked to agreed with you and said, yeah, let's give it a try. And here we are 23 years later, two state champions, Jacob Warren and Ryan Yarnell. So obviously, it was the right decision, wasn't it?
Yes, you know, it's funny how things happen because very early in my career, I thought wrestling was going to start, you know, about 10 or 15 years earlier than it actually did. And there was a movement, and for whatever reason, it didn't take root. And then, you know, about 10 years after that, all of a sudden, boom, you know, it gets approved. So, unfortunately, I was about halfway through with my career already, so, I mean, I wasn't a spring chicken anymore. I wish we'd got it started, you know, even earlier, but, you know, it is what it is, and in the last 23 years, we've made the best of it, and I think we've developed a nice little program.
Yeah, you certainly have, and what people can remember about this Windsor wrestling team, they can finally do so, and that's two state champions. I just mentioned them, Jacob Warren and Ryan Yarnell. Two of maybe arguably the best wrestlers you've coached?
Oh, yeah. I definitely have to say they're the best. And, you know, a lot of times when I talk about those two, I kind of talk about them interchangeably because they're both such great kids, such hard workers, you know, and very successful on the mat. You know, and it really is the cherry on the top of the dessert here at the end of the career to have those. We've had several others, you know, in the championship matches, and we've fallen just short. And you know, we've had lots of medalists. We've had, you know, 24 different medalists, you know, coming into all this, and you know, to finally get a state champion. I thought we were kind of snake bit there for a while, but finally last year, now this year, we. You know, we finally got that monkey off of our back. So it definitely is a nice way to go out.
You know, some people may or may not consider the fact that when you are a coach of a certain sport and you get a chance to coach kids at, you know, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 years old, they almost become part of a family to you. And I imagine that's a little bit difficult to step away from. But have you gotten that sense about Windsor and the community and the kids there, that they're all part of your family moving forward?
Oh, it definitely is a family. You know, anybody that's been around wrestling, you put in so much time, you know, with your practices and the off season and the tournaments. And in the case of so many of the wrestlers I've had, you've coached their siblings or in some cases even a parent. So, they very much are, you know, like a family. And, you know, I have to admit that, you know, I consider myself a, you know, a fairly tough guy. And yet, you know, I get a little choked up sometimes when I think about, you know, the things that we've done and all the memories, you know, over the years. And it's not easy to get out. You know, I still love the sport. I love the competition. But, you know, you just reach a point where, you know, all good things kind of have to come to an end. And I think this is the time.
And maybe something I should have mentioned a lot earlier, just what you were able to accomplish at Windsor. 212 dual meet wins, 18 tournament titles, 85 state qualifiers, 24 state medalists, and as mentioned, Jacob Warren and Ryan Yarnell as state champions. And Yarnell did something that not a lot of guys can say they do, and that's he went undefeated and won a state championship. Was that something that surprised you, or was it kind of like, you know what, I've been with this kid for a while, he was very capable of this, and it finally happened for him?
No, it didn't surprise me at all. I mean, the kid was a machine out there. I mean, he worked as hard as anybody in the off season, had improved from the year before, you know, very easily could have been a state champ the year before. And, you know, it really was not a surprise. You know, the thing is, though, it is so difficult to become a state champion. People don't realize how difficult it is. I mean, there are so many things that can happen. You know, you got to stay healthy. You know, you can't have any sort of illness, no injuries. You know, plus it helps to have a little luck along the way, too, you know, and how the brackets shape up. And you got to be good, but, you know, the stars got to kind of align for you a little bit there. So, but in the case of Ryan, though, I don't know. I mean, he just mowed through the competition, and, you know, he definitely was on a mission.
Of those numbers that I did just reel out for everyone, what are you most proud of?
Oh, it's hard to say. I mean, you know, the dual meet wins are kind of neat because of the team aspect of it. You know, early on, our first medalists, those were exciting times. And then, of course, you know, getting some state champs here at the end were definitely, you know, tops. You know, the thing is, early in the career, we did not wrestle as many dual meets either. That's the other thing. You know, you'd wrestle 9 or 10 dual meets the first half of the career. So, you know, it was kind of hard to get a lot of dual wins in those years, especially when you're wrestling Farmington and St. Jen when they're going 1-2 in the state, you know, at the time. So those dual wins and even some of the dual losses, I mean, we were very competitive in some of those meets.
Yeah, most certainly did a good job there with the 212 dual meet wins. Something I also wanted to ask you, we've mentioned Jacob Warren and we've mentioned Ryan Yarnell. Who are some other guys that have stood out in your 23 years of coaching Windsor wrestling?
Oh, there's just been so many. I mean, we've had several that have been multiple medalists. You know, Tim Waltenberger is one that kind of sticks out. Twice he took second. Twice he lost in the finals by a point. Very easily could have been our first state champ, but just couldn't quite, you know, get over the hump with it. You know, we've had the Bame brothers, the brother acts are really ones that I like to think of too. You know, Jacob's had two older brothers, you know, Tyler Warren made the finals and, you know, and then his older brother, Kyle, more or less set the stage for all this. You know, without Kyle wrestling, you know, 12 years ago or whenever it was, you know, Jake might have never gotten to this point. You know, so it's kind of neat the way things, you know, shake out.
I mean, are there points when you're coaching and say you have coached an older sibling of someone you're currently coaching that you say to them that, hey, here's my advice, get your sibling's advice as well? Did you ever work it that way, or was it always, hey, this is the best I've gotten, you know, take it for what it is?
Well, it does seem like each sibling that comes along gets a little bit better. You know, I think
that's good.
You know, just from being around. Well, it's just like Jacob. You know, when the older boys were wrestling, Jake would be around. He'd be hanging around practice. You know, he'd be doing the little league stuff and just so much more mat time for those kids. You know, and, you know, the older ones didn't quite put in as much time as the newer ones are putting in. You know, times have changed a little bit. But it is kind of neat to see those kids grow like that.
When you think back on your career, by the way, we're speaking to Kevin Stofi, Windsor Wrestling head coach. When you think back on your career and you think of all the kids that you've been able to influence, whether it's on the mat or in a classroom, that sort of thing, what's something that stands out to you that maybe you learned growing up that you were able to pass on to them?
Well, I think just that, you know, the hard work and the perseverance, you know, that, you know, you keep emphasizing the work ethic, you know, that mentality. And when the kids see that it does bear fruit, that the harder you work, the more success you're going to see on the mat. There's a direct correlation to that. And the really neat part is when kids will pick up on that, you know, when they'll figure out, hey, you know, I don't know how to hit a double leg properly. Now I do. I've got a better setup. I'm getting deeper penetration, whatever. And, you know, they're starting to figure out the little things that'll make things successful. And, I think that's the thing you get the biggest kick out of when they finally start getting it.
Coach Stoffe, a couple of members on your team this past season that also did quite well, Grant Pauley and Chris Butts. Talk about them a little bit, the class coming back for next year. And are you going to see if – I know you're stepping away as the coach, but are you going to see if maybe there's something else you can do for them?
Well, I'm sure I'll stick my head in occasionally. You know, I don't want to get in the way. I mean, that's always a problem. You know, you don't want to step on the new coach's toes. But I'm hoping that the new coaches are some of my former wrestlers that may be taking over. So I'm hoping that's the case. In which case, I'm sure I'll be invited back, and you know, when the time is right.
Right.
But it's kind of tough because we do have some good wrestlers coming back. You know, Grant Pauley took fourth this year. He's only a sophomore, going to be a junior, so he's a two-time medalist. I mean, Grant could be the next state champ here if he keeps working hard. You know, and then Chris Butts is a tough freshman at 160 pounds. The kid qualified for state, wins a match at state, was very competitive. You know, we've got several other kids in the lineup that were close to making it through. Had a pretty good freshman bunch. So there's a decent mix coming back and a few, you know, eighth graders coming up. So, I do think the cupboard's not bare. I would kind of like to see how it shakes out, but you know, again, you gotta call it quits at some time. So, you know, I guess now's the probably the best time to do it.
Yeah. This is the full throttle quit. Just, get out. Right. And that's the thing. It's like, you know, you hear baseball players talk about how, you know, when they retire, they want to step away from the game for a little bit, but eventually they want to find some way to stick around with it. I imagine that's kind of similar for you is, yeah, you do want to step away and call it quits, but you also want to spend some time just doing things that you kind of missed out on, if you will. So what are those for you?
Oh, we do a lot. My wife just retired, and you know, so we'll be doing a lot of traveling. We've been doing quite a bit of traveling anyway, but we'll be doing even more. There's a lot of things in the wintertime I'd like to do. I'm a big fisherman, so I like to go south a few times in the wintertime and do some fishing. And, you know, we got some grandkids. I got a new grandson about to be born here in the next couple of days. So we'll have plenty to keep ourselves occupied.
What about ice fishing? You ever tried that?
Well, that's my next thing. So I got a couple of buddies that are bugging me. They want to head up north. I got a group of guys. We go up to Canada every June, and we go up to Ontario, and we, you know, fish for walleye and smallmouth. And I'd like to do some ice fishing this coming winter.
That's very cool. I can't. I don't know if I could stick out in the cold that long to be patient, and I don't think I have enough patience either to do that kind of thing. I don't know anything about ice fishing, really. All I know is it's called ice fishing because you're out there in the cold, so that, you know, they go hand in hand. You mentioned traveling some. You got any hot spots that you must get to during retirement?
Well, In fact, I just got back from Mexico. We were down in Cabo San Lucas. I caught about 150-pound marlin, so that was exciting. I've never caught a marlin, and I'm wanting to get down into the Gulf and do some fishing down there as well. So that'll be my next thing.
Anything outside the good old U.S. of A.?
Oh, you know, not too far. You know, we go up to Canada, and I'll go down to Mexico, hit the Gulf, and then do a lot of fishing around here too. So I'm sure I'll stay busy.
Okay. Well, hey, you've been busy for 40 years. You deserve a chance to hang it up and have some fun with you and your wife. So I'm happy for you there. Before I let you go, Coach Stoffe, just your final thoughts on everything with your involvement with Windsor Wrestling, the community, coaching, your assistants, all that stuff.
Well, you know, it sounds kind of corny to say, but, you know, I think back on the old Jimmy Stewart, you know, It's a Wonderful Life. And it really has been, you know, a great career, you know, not so much from the success end, but just with everything that you do and the people you work with, you know, I wouldn't change a thing. It's been great to be around people. I've made relationships I'm sure I'll keep the rest of my life, and made some great friends. So very happy with that.
Well, again, Coach Stoffe, 212 dual meet wins, 18 tournament titles, 85 state qualifiers, 24 state medalists, and two state champions, Jacob Warren last year and Ryan Yarnell this year. Congratulations on all your successes, and thanks for being with us and helping us out this year.
Thank you very much. My pleasure.
And make that year's pass, too, because, yes, you and I, this is our first interaction this year, but I'm sure you've been a big help in years past. So on their behalf, since they're not here to say it, on their behalf, we thank you.
Thank you very much.
Kevin Stoffe, Windsor Wrestling head coach, calling it quits. He's going to enjoy retirement, and we're going to enjoy this little break between now and the rest of Sports Talk coming up next on KJEF.